The Nova Scotia Health Authority says patients are expected to arrive at the Cape Breton Regional Hospital's new cancer treatment center in about 2 years. The 96,000 square foot facility is being built on hospital property, and it's part of a $700 million upgrade. Director of Project Delivery, Roy McDonald, says intricate work for the cancer treatment center involves tens of millions of dollars worth of mechanical and electrical systems. How much material is that? Imagine driving from London, Ontario to Quebec City.
There would be a 1,000 kilometers of piping and wires and so on. And every meter of that has to be touched by a human being. So that's what the tradespeople are doing out there now. So every little piece of it is actually being put together by tradespeople.
McDonald tells CKOA Radio this part of the project is the driving force for the treatment center, but it can be taken for granted because patients and visitors will not see it.
When you walk in a finished hospital, nobody ever gets to see that, but it's really the heart and the lungs and the arteries of the building. It's everything that makes it work.
McDonald says the cancer treatment center should be ready by the summer of 2027, helping to alleviate pressure at the hospital's current facility. Meanwhile, a new 8-story clinical services building is part of that $700 million expansion, and it will contain an intensive care unit and more hospital beds. It's expected to be ready by 2028. McDonald says the work is garnering interest from the public because of the large tower cranes being used for construction. Cranes of this type haven't been used in the area in decades.
The tower cranes are, you know, typical of tower structures that you'll see in many cities, so people are familiar with them. It's these two tower cranes are the first tower cranes since the original hospital was built back, 30 odd years ago. But the tower cranes themselves are leased from a Quebec company for our project. The tower crane operators are in fact specialized training to actually operate the tower cranes. The two operators in these particular tower cranes are from the company that owns the tower cranes. So they came down with the cranes from a Quebec.
The two cranes are 140 feet and 200 feet tall. Motorists on Highway 125 passing through Sydney and by the construction site can see the cranes from a distance. McDonald explains what they're working on right now.
When they drive by its tower, we're actually at the last level. So the concrete slab that we're forming up now and we'll be placing throughout May. Is the roof slab. So we're at the top of that building now. So that's really just that's the structure, and the bulk of the work is actually in the mechanical and electrical and interiors part of that.
McDonald says construction for both buildings is unique in the sense that medical professionals and the staff played a large role in the design of both facilities, and it makes it a custom fit for their needs.
We've had literally thousands of meetings throughout the design and the build of these projects that have included the clinical users and administrative staff at the existing hospital. So this building, they'll truly be able to say that they had an input into the design and the function of these buildings. And these buildings will be fit for purpose when they're built, and perhaps some of the best healthcare buildings in the country because of the involvement of the users.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.